Sentinel Online. Now loading the Beast Unleashed podcast.
This is David Sobolov, voice of Depth Charge in Beast Wars, and you're listening to the Beast Unleashed podcast.
This episode of the Beast Unleashed podcast features Stephen C. Phillips, Mike Blanchard, and Michael Wilson.
Hello and welcome to the world's first ever Beast Wars Beast Machines review podcast. This is the Beast Unleashed podcast brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, Steve, Joe, and Mike, and I am joined by Pecan Court Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
And Steve Megatron. Hello.
Hello.
Today we will be recapping Beast Wars Season 3. So, what's going on in the House of Body Training Cursing?
Well, there has been significantly less cursing while on the potty.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, Aiden's been potty trained for a long time, and we're going to try to potty train Gavin here pretty soon, since he just joined. Yeah, he just turned 2 not too long ago, so it's that time. But no cursing lately, thankfully.
That's good. You got anything going on with you, Michael?
Me?
Yeah.
Not especially. I was actually afraid that I wasn't going to make it for the podcast tonight because I didn't remember a prior engagement. I was actually supposed to head out to an acquaintance's house and fix their router. And completely forgot about it, and I said, okay, I can go, but I have to be back home by 8:30. You know, and it's like, if something goes hideously awry and I can't fix it, then I'm gonna have to leave you high and dry and head back home. And they said, oh, that's fine, you know, we just need to have the internet back up and running, so I went out there and took care of that, but, you know, I figured, you know, Steve's probably going to sleep through the episode anyway, so it doesn't matter if I don't make it.
Hardy har har.
But I made it back, and the router's fixed, and, you know, my friends have internet now, so everything's kosher.
Yes. I should mention that this is the 20th episode of the Beast Unleashed podcast. We only have 10 episodes left.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, really.
That's crazy.
I know. It seems like we just started the show yesterday, and I've been saying all along that this show has been like one of the fastest ones that has gone by.
Well, what's weird is we only do it every other week. And, I mean, we did TFG1, I think, every week.
And that
one didn't seem to go as fast as this one.
I think it's because we have more fun with this one.
Maybe.
And there was that time, July of this year, July 5th through the 26th, where there was weekly episodes. So, I mean, there was a time where we were weekly with this show because we had to catch up because of a little-known convention down in Florida. Fucking BotCon.
That happens.
Yeah, that happens. I just want to apologize in advance to the listeners if you happen to hear any kind of bass or rap music. My downstairs neighbors don't know they don't know how to use mute or volume control whatsoever, so it's fine right now, but there may be a case in point where I'm not talking in this episode at all because, yeah, they don't know how to control their goddamn stereos.
Oh, that was me. I was farting the bass line to Gangster's Paradise.
See, I like Amish Paradise better.
Oh, Jesus. Talk about being dare to be stupid.
Yeah, see, Weird Al doesn't settle for people farting during his baseline. He doesn't take it.
What's been going on with you, Steve?
Not a hell of a lot. Just doing, I don't know, editing, watching Beast Wars, Beast Machines, watching a lot of movies, listened to Stan's new CD.
Mm-hmm.
Noticing that along with our expanded exposure all over the net, people seem to be doing the same topics or interviews as us pretty much right after.
Yeah, Stan posted on Twitter something about an interview he did with Pop Zappa.
Well, Moonbase 2 just had theirs come out, too.
Oh, with Stan?
Yeah.
See, I'm not subscribed, so, I mean,
well,
it's...
I'm not either. I'm not slamming anybody. I'm just saying that it's just funny that, even with, like, MWire topics or just random shows, it's kind of funny how it...
Well,
everybody else has the same topic pretty much after us.
I think with Stan having a new album coming out, he wants to get as much exposure as he possibly can.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if someone did a David Sobolov interview a week later, I'd be like, oh, wow, that's pretty random, you know?
Yeah. And the thing about it is, like, when Michael mentioned to me about when we did the Gary Chalk interview, because Radio Free Cybertron had just interviewed him, that we should change it up a little bit and not ask my normal things of, you know, where'd you grow up and all this stuff. But the thing is, with Stan, a lot of people don't know. And a lot of people haven't heard the Twig interview he did 3 years ago. They haven't probably heard the first interview that we did with him in TFG 116 and everything else. So they're going to ask him the bio questions and everything else. So, you know.
You asked him the same questions you did last year?
No. I didn't. I'm saying other people.
Did. Okay.
The Steve was saying Moonbase 2, and he had another interview on another website. Pops.
Well, he's been all over. I mean, that's
right.
Nevertheless, I can understand he wants to promote it. That's
right. But what I'm saying is these other interviews. I haven't heard the Moonbase 2 one yet, but the other one I heard that I saw him promote on Twitter. I forget the website. It's Pop Zulu or something or other. I don't know. It's on his Twitter page. That interview, the audio version of that interview is basically the host asking him the same questions I asked him in TFG 116 of, you know, how did you get started and everything else. Whereas the interview that Spada and I just did with him was more of catching up and asking him questions about the new album. Because I've already talked. We've talked to Stan like, I don't know, 5-6 times already.
Yeah.
Whatever.
He's a friend to the show.
Oh, yes. Very cool guy. Actually, he told us when we did the interview with him for Dream the Dream, which comes out this coming Wednesday, September 15th, 2010, he was actually on vacation camping up in the woods somewhere in California. He wasn't even at his house.
Wow.
So, yeah, he was fishing with his son or something. But, yeah. And, yeah, we are going to be, I don't know, we're probably going to make a separate announcement about this, but Steve did get a couple of CDs, a couple of T-shirts from Stan. And we are going to run some sort of contest dealing with our fan page on Facebook at some point. I don't know exactly how. I haven't had time to write it out and work it out. So there's that. I've had some financial issues going on, and I had to part with a certain piece of my collection that didn't really want to part with, but I had to get myself fairly even with money. So that's been done, but I'm getting a lot in return for parting with it, and I know it's going to a good home, so yay for that.
Need some context there.
No, there's no context.
No, like the context is that because Fans Project is releasing their Protector armor, which is literally their Rodimus Prime armor,
mm-hmm.
In black. Now, the prices, the secondary prices for the Shattered Glass Rodimus Prime is going through the roof.
You know, honestly,
for $600.
Even before France Project announced Shadow Skyther, I looked on eBay for Shattered Glass Rodimus. I found one that was going for $400. And that was even before the announcement. As soon as the announcement happened, there was like 60 different auctions, anywhere from $300 to $700.
Wow. See, I would seriously consider selling mine for $700. That's a ridiculous amount. You could take that and buy yourself a Fort Max.
Yeah.
I mean, here, have my Shattered Glass Rodimus. I'll take a Fort Max.
See, that's you, though. See, me, I loved my Shattered Glass Rodimus. And like I said, the only way I was going to sell him is if I was going to be responsible and take care of my part of my financial debt, which is what I did. So, yeah.
Good call.
So, yeah, Beast Wars Season 3. The overall impression that I had was, obviously, the voice acting is spot on. It's easily the best animation out of the three seasons of Beast Wars. I'm sure there are like some flubs and stuff like that, but I mean overall, it's easily the best animation of all three seasons. Since I do have the DVD set here in my hand, I will go over the quote unquote special features. I'm sorry, as I said before. Aspect ratios and listing audio under special features. Those are not special features. Those are specifications. God damn it. But you have the Nemesis Part 2 deleted scene and the Nemesis Part 2 full animatic. My one issue with this is that they are both in the episodes. So if you click, instead of clicking play all and you click chapters or whatever, it's after all of the actual cartoons, there isn't a special features menu, which I think is stupid. And that's why when Steve asked me last episode, didn't I watch it? I'm like, no, because I didn't know where the hell it was, fucking rhino.
I didn't go back to watch it anyway, so.
I have it for download on PredaconEmpire.com. Yes, shameless plug to the old site.
Well, and I do think Michael is correct about the season, the season 2 DVD set with Primal and Megatron being reversed, because on the season 3 set you have Rhinox's face on disc 1 with his face behind disc 1, and then Waspinator's face on disc 2 with Waspinator's face behind disc 2. So I think they flubbed it up season 2 set. So I think Michael is right about that. Overall, you know, just, I think before I ask you guys what you thought, just, go ahead. Steve, why don't you give your final thoughts on season 3 just overall, and then after that we'll talk to Michael and then we'll go into favorite episodes.
I would have to say that my final thoughts are season 3 was by far, without a doubt, the best freaking quality as far as imagery over the other two seasons.
Yeah.
Everything was more crisp. Everything was, they got a lot of better, darker tones included. Of course, the voice acting was awesome. You saw some different stories that they actually haven't touched, and you got to see a sort of tie-up of the Vok, which I don't know how I feel about it. But nevertheless, overall, it had a lot of nice tie-ins. Going back to G1 and earlier seasons of Beast Wars.
Yes. What about you, Michael?
I have to agree. You know, as far as the production quality, you know, every episode we talk about how the character models are getting better, the backgrounds are getting better, the lighting is getting better. Just everything in general. I mean, Mainframe did a fantastic job with this, and they just continuously improved the graphics as they went. So yeah, season 3 was no exception. It was fantastic. Yeah, I really liked a lot of the subject matters that they touched on, as far as the, you know, the G1 references, going back to the Ark, especially when they, you know, finally drudged up the Nemesis. That was really nice. You know, I just liked season 3. It was one of my favorites.
Yes.
There was no bad parts to season 3, let's say.
No, there was no bad parts to season 3. Some of my favorite episodes are Optimal Situation, obviously, Feral Scream, two-parter, Other Victories, and Nemesis, two-parter. I think those 5 or 6 or however, because I count the two-parters as one entire episode, even though they are two episodes, but I just count them as one episode. You know, I really enjoy, you know, Feral Scream is centered around Cheetor, and, you know, Michael is still wrong. The spark was in his leg, not his ass.
Although it's still funny to think so.
What about you, Steve? What are some of your favorite episodes from season 3?
Optimal Situation would be definitely one. I'd have to say the Master Blaster and the Nemesis two-parter.
Right. Yeah. And then there's always, now that I'm thinking of it, there's always crossing the rub icons.
The rub icon.
Stop rubbing my icon!
Can't help it.
Oh god, that sounds horrible.
Don't touch my icon. Well, considering there's only, you know, 13 episodes in season 3, there's not a whole lot of room to screw up. You know, I mean, I think that I don't know. I mean, earlier, let's say, like, season 1, partially sometimes, to a certain extent in season 2, let's say with, like, Transmutate, you had, you know, just fluff episodes that really didn't push the storyline any. May or may not have had any foreshadowing for future episodes, but just, oh, you know, we need to fill some space. Let's tuck this in there. You didn't see that with season 3.
No.
Season 3 was full court press. We have to wrap this up. Maybe not wrap it up, because I think they did intend to have a season 4, but they, you know, just really pushed hard to get all the way to the end where, okay, we've captured Megatron and we're going home. And there was just no room for fluff. And because of that, I mean, the writing was so tight. You know, they really did a good job there.
Yes. Do you guys have, I know this is hard to pick, but do you guys have a favorite, overall favorite character and voice actor? I know for Steve that's a lame question, because we all know who he likes. But, Steve?
Megatron aside, I would have to say probably, it was kind of a tie between Depth Charge and Optimal for me.
Yeah.
If I had to choose someone other than Megatron, just because both of them were constantly bickering at each other over failed decisions.
Yeah, I so wish that I thought, because we hadn't even started the show yet when Michael and I talked to Gary Chalk, and I so wish we would have waited until now, because I so want Gary Chalk to say, "Give me your face in Optimal Optimus's voice."
Didn't he before?
No.
I thought he did.
No.
And then have my Megatron say, "I will kill you for it."
Well, the reason why I and you guys know this, it comes from Deep Metal when Optimal Optimus gets in Depth Charge's face. And I was like, ooh, it's just like Revenge of the Fallen Optimus Prime. Michael, what about you? Favorite character or and voice actor for, well, for really the whole thing, but for season three?
You know, my go-to guy has to be Scott McNeil. I so dig Scott McNeil. And, you know, not just as a voice actor, but, I mean, he's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you meet him, he's just very forthcoming and very just true to himself. You know, and just to hear the range of the voices that come out of him. And really, he's a very good actor, very good at what he does, and just can switch between voices very quickly. So I have to say, you know, favorite voice actor overall would have to be Scott McNeil.
Yes. For me, see, it's so hard because, like Steve, I have one character and one voice actor that I just absolutely love from both of these series, which is Cheetor and Ian's portrayal of him. But if I was going to pick someone else other than Cheetor, it would probably, and as much as I really don't like bug Transformers, and mainly that's Tarantulas' fault, thank God he blew up the way he did, it's got to be Waspinator. The comedy relief. I mean, it just made that show. And he really had a lot of, if you think about it, he had a lot of character development in season three. He, even though he got his body blown up by,
did he?
Well, yeah, he got his body blown up by, Inferno and, Quickstrike.
Well, I was actually going to say, now, as far as character development, you mean being dismantled? Because that's pretty much all he does.
No, I mean as far as character development, as far as him, you know, standing up to them and say he doesn't want to be evil anymore.
Oh, yeah, well, he had his moment in that episode. And then, you know, he had the final word at the end of the series. But, you know, I think Waspinator's big contribution to the series is his ability to fall to pieces repeatedly.
And he does a mighty fine job at doing so.
Exactly. And that's pretty much all he does. I think, I'm trying to remember, what other character developments? He likes to lead but doesn't know how.
Well, no, alright.
That's about it. That's,
right. Well, I mean, he is the comedy relief, but, I mean, even though he got it blown up all the time, you know, him finally standing up for himself, even though he still got blown up, I really like that, and you have to admit that is a character development thing because he all the time throughout the previous part of the three seasons, he's kind of like muttered under his breath, Waspinator has plans, or Waspinator tired of taking what he hasn't really stood up for himself.
Yeah.
And in the final episode, he stood up for himself.
Yeah, finally he grows a spine, and you know, too little too late in my opinion, but again, he's a lovable character.
Yeah.
He's just, you really like him, even though he's a bad guy, even though he's always getting his ass handed to him, you still like him, and you can't help but like him. And in the end, I was just really happy to see that, you know, I'll go out on a limb and say, if there was a winner to the Beast Wars, it was Waspinator. He was the last man standing.
Yep.
Theoretically.
Yeah, theoretically. Last bug standing, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly.
Technically, though, it's still, as you'll see later, Megatron that won out.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We don't want to, you know, as much as I really don't care about spoilers, we're not even in Beast Machines yet, so we'll get to that. Do we have any other thoughts on Season 3?
Probably still my favorite, even though it was on par with the amount of episodes of season two. I still like it more than the other two seasons.
Mm. For me,
although,
I like...
Although season two did have some better moments in it.
Yeah. See, for me, it doesn't really boil down to the seasons. It boils down to, like, favorite episodes. If I'm looking at the series as a whole, which we will eventually do when we get down to episode 30 of the show, but I like how they, even though it was kind of a tie-off, they kind of handled the Vox situation, I guess. And then, you know, the whole, yay, we're finally going home after however long we've been on this planet or whatever. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. If there's one thing we've learned from the end of season three, it's that we never let Simon Furman anywhere near any of our characters. Or at least any characters that you want to see alive at the end of the series.
That is true.
Yeah, very well. Very nicely done.
He decimated the entire cast within an entire episode.
I think he killed all of the Predacons except for Waspinator.
Megatron and Waspinator.
Megatron, right.
And he was a consultant on Nemesis Part 1, and he wrote Part 2.
Yeah.
So he butchered Nemesis.
Just killed
theoretically.
Hey, at least the ship finally got a name, because it never had a name before this.
You know why? He probably wanted that name all along in the comics, and was like, what should I call it? And then he's like, I've never been able to call it that before. Here, let's do it. Make it canon.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that was introduced in the Beast Wars series that, you know, we consider canon today.
Oh, yeah.
I won't go into it right now, but...
that's a story for another day.
Yeah. Next episode, entire season recap.
No.
I'm kidding.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm kidding.
Ugh.
That would throw off your whole numbering thing.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right, so... I guess, you guys have anything else you want to say about season three before we close this one, or?
Nope.
No, I think we're good.
Wow. Michael actually doesn't have anything else to add. That's...
Well, you know, we go in detail on individual episodes.
I know, but I just wanted to make sure, because sometimes I've cut you off and you're like, oh, well, I had more to say.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's like, what about me? Hello? Me? Yeah, but no, I mean, like I said, it was an excellent season. Not nearly as, I don't want to say Looney Tunes. There were far less instances of big buggy eyes or, you know,
yeah.
I mean, tarantulas being squished by rocks.
Yeah.
I mean, the things like that were down to a minimum. You still had your Waspinator splat alerts, but much less cartoony moments, let's call them. I mean, this was a much more serious, I mean, especially with the introduction of Depth Charge. Yeah, I know, introduction of Depth Charge. Depth Charge.
Yes.
Pronounce
it
correctly.
A mouthful?
Well, it's hard to say because, you know, I don't want to say Depth Charge. I always say Depth. It's Depth Charge.
Depth Charge.
And Gary Chalk says Depth Charge. It's Death Leopard Charge.
Here, take the Death Charge.
And David Sovolov will hunt me down and kick me in the ass if I say anything but Depth Charge. It's just a difficult word to say, you know. And if you don't believe me, just try to say it five times fast. It's not easy. But, yeah, I mean, Death Charge comes along, and he's all about, I got one job, and it's to kill that fucker, you know? And it's like, okay, there will be no Looney Tunes moments after this point. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I liked the darker tone. I especially like, again, you know, getting ahead of ourselves here, but I especially like Beast Machines because it gets really dark.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, the entire planet died, and it's my fault.
Yes.
It was me, dark, you know?
So on that note...
Sorry.
We'll return to the Beast Unleashed podcast after this.
And now you'll hear the outtakes from the episode, followed by the Beast Machines commercial by Fox Kids.
Laying some pipe.
Yes.
Go read my blog post, dammit. I see your Schwartz is as big as mine.
Then, of course, Megatron has to interrupt shit.
Oh, talk about a third nipple. Does she really have a third nipple? Yeah, you need to look at that.
Look, it's got laser sight.
It's a functional nipple.
Lock, load, fire when ready.
It's a fiery nipple.
It's a fiery nipple. Oh, my God.
So you say there's a burning sensation around the nipple? No, I'm saying there's fire. Fire coming out the nipple. That's what I'm saying.
I just can't control it.
Give him some Preparation H.
As opposed to Preparation A through F.
We are creating the Season 3 outtakes right now.
Right.
Just put a little bit of baby powder on it and a little Vaseline. It'll feel much better in the morning.
It'll be fine.
For pain and terror and all that bullshit.
That's not the only thing he wants to feel. That's why Depth Charge is here, to put him out of his misery. He's like the twisted version of like Bane meets like Scarecrow. And then Depth Charge is like Batman coming to wipe his ass on the floor.
Talk about a slippery fish.
Squish, squish, squish. Squish. He's going to go get crabs.
I think it's... God.
Pineapple under the sea.
No. No. I don't care. No, stop. I don't care if you make Team Rocket references from now till the end of the show. You will not ever say that ever again on this podcast. Ever again. No.
I think I touched a knife.
No.
Thing.
Yeah, it looked like he was thinking, well, I wonder what they're up to. It sounds like they're getting their ass...
Ding, 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 tilt.
It's going. And Snotty Steve Megatron, hello.
Hello.
It's almost like a garbage pail kid. Yeah.
Yes. Today we'll be reviewing three more episodes from Beast Wars Season 3. So, how are you, Michael?
I'm good.
Yes.
Not bad at all.
Don't ask him about his other thing.
Is that Dr. Girlfriend?
We that? Might have a bukkaking good time.
Don't use words that you don't know what they mean.
I seriously doubt that there will ever be an episode of this podcast that we don't drag it down some sort of hole.
It's going down a hole already, but...
There'll be a couple in this episode.
I hope not. Come on, man. We've got a band together to, I don't know. Never mind. It's never going to happen. It's like, yeah, dragging us out of the hole is about as likely to happen as Mike editing a typo or something, you know. I know. I hope Megatron resurrects him soon, because we're going to have a birthday party for my boys back there this weekend. I can't have rotting Steve in my backyard.
A rotting Steve, that's funny as hell.
Well, it'd be a shame. It's like, alright kids, go play. Like, there's a dead body over there. Don't worry about him. Megatron's going to revive him any day now. Just leave him where he is. Home, Rover.
Yeah. I was trying to come up with a clever acronym to combine the two of them. Like Spider Doggy Bot or Spider Wolf Fly thing. I don't know.
Oh God.
Well,
you're not gonna have one of those Brangelina showmance names, are you?
I don't know what the hell I was thinking.
Brangelina. I hate that. Silver Bolt and Black Arachnia. So it would be what?
Silver Arachnia or Black Bolt or...
Black Boltonina? Black Boltina? Or Silver Arachnina?
Okay. We're just pulling stuff out of our ass here, folks. So we are going to move on.
Aiden said, fuck me.
Oh, really?
That was interesting. Yeah.
How the hell did that happen?
Wow.
He was sitting, well, we were getting ready to leave, grocery shopping or something, and he said, I have to go potty. And Christy said, fine, go potty. And she grabbed the baby and went out to the car to get him strapped in, and I stayed with Aiden. And Aiden's sitting there on the toilet going potty, and he says, fuck me. And I said, Aiden, what did you say? And he said, fuck me. I said, why would you say that, Aiden? And I'm suppressing the urge to just smack him. You know? I'm just like, why would you say that? And he says, because mommy is going to get in the car and leave without me. And I said, no, she's not going to leave without me, and I'm here with you. So there's no reason to say that. And he said, well, I probably shouldn't say that because it's bad. I said, yeah, you probably shouldn't say it. I wouldn't recommend saying that anymore. He's like, okay. He's just so matter-of-factly, you know. Like, where did you learn that? It wasn't for me. I mean, I may curse a little bit here and there, but number one, I try not to in front of the boy, right? And, you know, number two, that's not something that I usually say.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was an interesting parenthood story.
On that note, thank you for joining us here on the Beast Unleashed podcast. There are some ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. Join the forums, predaconempire.com/nexus. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. Beast Unleashed is the show Twitter, minus TFG and Mike. Steve, what is your Twitter?
SCP21.
And Michael?
PeconCT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Search GeekCast Radio Network. The voicemail line is currently down.
Join the voicemail.
Soon. You know, we're not joining the voicemail.
Closing music provided by the downstairs neighbors.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? Now they're vacuuming, asshats. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Beast Unleashed podcast. Join us next time when we will be transforming and transcending into Beast Machines Season 1 with the following episodes: The Reformatting, Master of the House, and Fires of the Past. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Steve,
Megatron Phillips,
and Michael Wilson. Trying very hard not to go in front of Steve again.
Oh, that so doesn't sound right.
Personally, I don't care where I go. You know, I'll go anywhere. But
that so doesn't sound right whatsoever. Okay, so thank you for joining us. Until next time.